Hi, our next patient is Donna.
D-O-N-N-A. Franks, F-R-A-N-K-S. 10/22/25 is today, 10/9/62. Our patient is a 63-year-old woman, comes in for evaluation of depression, back pain, and would like a well check exam. Patient has not had any blood work for over a year period. This is a single 63-year-old woman, never been married, never had children. Patient comes in with history of chronic pain on citalopram and meloxicam, period. She works for Halliburton, H-A-L-I-B-U-R-T-O-N. She's in customer service. She drives about 30 minutes every day to work and back. The driving does cause some symptoms of worsening back pain and neuropathy related to history of back surgery and failed back syndrome, period. She drinks alcohol, but not excessively. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't use any drugs, period. She's allergic to nothing. Family history, dad is 97, doing well. No cancer, no high blood pressure, no diabetes. Reported grandparents with stroke. Mom died at age 88. Only surgery she's had is back surgery, medical problems, anxiety, chronic pain, and depression. Patient is not on opioids, only taking SSRI and anti-inflammatory to help with her back, period. Mammogram was done a year ago. Colonoscopy was 7 years ago. Social as above. Review of system. Weight has been stable. She moved from Needville, N-E-E-D-V-I-L-L-E, to Tarkington, T-A-R-K-I-N-G-A-G-T-O-N. The move caused her some weight loss, but her weight loss has been stable since then and has not changed much. Has had some issues with gastroesophageal reflux, but stable. Leg pain off and on. Also has had some palpitations, most likely because of anxiety, she thinks so, but has not had any angina-type symptoms, no nausea or vomiting. Nothing, madam, says Matatusa, seizure or convulsion reported, period. Medication, meloxicam, 15 milligram once a day, citalopram, 40 milligram once a day. Vitals, 98%, 97.02 sat, 18.67, 139 over 72. She did not wake today. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with any lesion, neurological, non-focal. Number one, chronic pain. Number two, anxiety. Number three, continue with meloxicam, 15, 15 milligram. Number four, continue with citalopram, 40 milligram once a day. Number five, because of her palpitations, we did an echocardiogram, which was within normal limits today. I'm also sending her for blood work, including TSH, to rule out thyroid disease with a history of weight loss, period. New paragraph, I looked at her legs because she has had some swelling off and on to make sure there's no evidence of acute or subacute or chronic DVT present. No PVD was found, period. No evidence of DVT, arm pain, multifactorial. Again, no DVT or PVD was noted. Next number, we looked at a carotid ultrasound to look for any blockages. None was noted. Nothing significant was noted. She also had a normal thyroid exam. Her liver looks non-fatty. Her kidneys are normal. And did not see the ovaries, but the uterus within normal limits. And the bladder is normal. Kidneys appear to be of normal size as well, period. Let's see. We're going to check her blood work. We'll call her with the results. We'll continue with current medication, the citalopram and meloxicam as before. No new medications added. Diet and exercise discussed as always. And moderate ETOH use advised, period. We'll check liver function test as well at this time. As far as her back is concerned, she's seeing a specialist, has had ESIs in the past, and doing She feels like she's doing well with the combination of tricyclic SSRI antidepressant and anti-inflammatory at this time. Thank you.